How we doing?
All right.
I know it's Thursday, but for us, we really treated it exactly like we would a base Wednesday with our installation, the scouting report meetings in the morning. So any questions?
Offensively, I mean, it's a broad question, but what are you looking to improve upon off of Seattle's performance and going up against a tough defense, Carolina?
Shoot, pretty much everything. Yeah. I mean, that, you know, you look, there'll be some key elements to this game, you know, conversion on third down. I think both teams are converting third downs. Both teams defensively are getting off the field. I think that'll be an important statistic that will lead to time of possession, that'll lead to, you know, scoring opportunities. So there's a number of things, but I think the third down statistic will be important.
Obviously, you haven't seen Cam Newton in person in a couple of years. How is, just watching him on tape, how has he evolved and improved since he's first down?
Well, I think, number one, he's protecting the football extremely well. They do a great job with their giveaway-takeaway ratio. They're one of the top teams in the league. I think he's very instinctive when it comes to, you know, people just say, well, he can make plays with his feet. I think the thing that's very difficult is him on the move, making decisions down the field or deciding to run. I think he has very good instincts when it comes to finding receivers, extending plays. I think that, you know, he's got a very good command of what they're doing offensively, and most importantly, he's winning.
I recall when you made some changes in the offseason on defense, talking specifically about guys like Wilson and Newton. I don't recall it, but you thought 3-4 was better for defending quarterbacks like that?
I think it's not specific to the quarterback. Maybe it's more specific to what personnel they're in. You know, when you're seeing some zone read, when you're seeing some of these plays that force you to really be on top of your gap and your assignment and your fit, you know, I don't know that it's as much 34 or 43 or under or whatever the front is that you prefer to play, but I think you do have to understand force patterns. You do have to understand fits specific to the running game, because he's someone, and generally someone running that offense, they have someone that can keep the football, that can extend the run. You know, they become a runner. So, you know, that was kind of a big point of emphasis for, I think, a lot of teams during the offseason. And, you know, these guys do a very good job of it. And yet, it's not just the only thing they do. You know, they do a number of things in a conventional fashion. He does as well, the quarterback Cam, and they do those very well.
After forcing 15 turnovers in the first seven games, you'll have like two in the last five games. Is there any rhyme or reason why all of a sudden the spigot's kind of turned off? Or?
Well, I don't know specifically. We've had our opportunities. We've had our hands on a handful of balls, you know, and you're just hopefully they come and we get a clump of them this weekend. Because I think that statistic's going to be important. I think protecting the quarterback and affecting the quarterback is going to be a key element. So, you know, it's an important game, and I think when you look at it, I mentioned third down, I mentioned the turnovers. Those are all things that are going to really point to the team that wins.
You guys have played, I think this would be the sixth team in the top 10 of scoring defense. So you guys have played a lot of good defenses. I mean, so I'm sure you're feeling confident in the offense's ability to bounce back, come back, play well after a tough game.
Is that a question? Or
are you
giving
confidence
me
in their ability?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you confident? Is it because of what you've done?
Listen, I think I'm confident because I know the group we have. You know, we've got guys that are experienced, guys that understand what's at stake. You know, it's a big game. And, you know, I think we're pretty good at that window of whether it's a win or a loss, of moving past it.
You've never seen Kiki in person. Has he really impressed you, his young?
Yeah, I think, shoot, half the teams we're playing, I haven't seen
yeah,
in person.
Exactly.
So I think he's obviously playing extremely well. He's very active. He's around the football on every play. He's got great instincts. Great awareness. You know, you can see him Key and diagnose formationally as well as anyone. See formations and understand what he's going to have to defend. He's a great tackler. He's playing outstanding.
When you're coming off of the kind of game you guys had on Monday night, how much of a boost is it to be back on your home field in front of your home fans?
Well, I think, you know, there's a lot of things. It's playing an important game in the division, an important game with regards to the division. It's a Sunday night game at home. I mean, those are all things that, you know, you get excited about. And I think when you're at this point in the year playing in a division race like we are, I think both teams will be ready and excited. I don't think it's a game that you have to worry about whether teams are going to be fired up to play. I mean, I think there's a lot at stake, and both teams understand that.
You are all creatures of habit. So doing your Friday practice on Saturday, the day before a game, it seems a little odd. I mean,
We did it a few weeks back before Atlanta. Now, different set of circumstances, and yet we are creatures of habit. So today's Wednesday.
I guess just taking the, instead of doing that kind of a light workout on Saturday, yeah, Saturday before.
But when you look at the practices that we've, at this point in the year, that you're having, most of them don't involve shoulder pads. If they do, it would be on a Wednesday. So it's just adding a little bit more to that Saturday, and we're playing Sunday night. So I think we'll be able to handle it, though.
Coach, a little off topic, but can you talk about the success CJ's had over at Tulane going to that bowl game?
I'm happy for them. I'm excited for their team and their school. It's been over 10 years, I think, since they've been to a bowl game. And look, when those guys work as hard as they work and then have that success, I think it just helps. It's going to help in recruiting and certainly give those players confidence that goes into next year. And it's not surprising, but he's done a great job.
Spend any extra time practicing the returned missed field goal? Where everybody saw it, they don't need it.
Yeah, I think in our league it was Ed Reed.
Chris McAllister.
And then.
Before you guys got him.
And then I thought Reed had one. But I'm sure that, you know, it takes an event like that and all of a sudden everyone quickly dusts off that. But it's a play we work on. In training camp, it's one of those special situations.
Would there be any? What would be the fallacy as a line of thinking that because of how the defense struggled against Russell Wilson, it would necessarily be a concern against?
Well, I think, look, there's differences in the teams. I think that you know, we got behind the eight ball right away in that game. I thought we handled the running game fairly well. I think the big plays hurt us more so than anything else. There's a few of them, the third down conversions. But, I mean, it'd be the same question you'd ask after the Jet loss, or the same question you might ask after. So this is a different team, and yet nonetheless a team that is playing and as hot as anyone in the league with their win streak. So it'll be a great challenge.
When you look at what Rivera's done this year there in Carolina, is that kind of an example of why coaches and teams need to take a little while to let systems kind of get in and involve?
Yeah, listen, I think in each situation it's different. And I think Ron and his staff have done a great job. You know, it's that clock is quicker now maybe than ever before. There's some great coaches, Hall of Fame coaches in our league that, you know, may never have seen year four. In today's game, and that's just how it is. But I think that you know, they finished last season on a high note and have done a very good job of adding some pieces and components that have helped their team for this year, and you see the results.
Didn't you feel like maybe your fourth year was one year back? I mean, obviously, but see, but I'm saying in the same light as, you know, the first year was really good. But then kind of gradually.
Yeah, I mean, I think it, typically in year one, you're probably at a program that has struggled, and then there's always a sense of urgency to get things going. We've always tried to stay away from the plan as far as the year two plan, the year three plan. and really approach it like, hey, the plan is to win, you know, now. And no different than coming into this season. So, but I think it varies by owner, you know, and who's making those decisions. Thanks.